This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to three men who actually worked more in the realm of biology. They discovered how cells get rid of proteins they no longer need, and this turns out to have major implications for many diseases. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
Some discoveries are so fundamental to science that they end up on everybody's shortlist for the Nobel Prize. This work was on that list, but Aaron Chikanover at the Israel Institute of Technology was not lingering by his phone today waiting for that call from Stockholm.
You know, I'm never working with the idea of getting prizes. I'm working because I love science. But if I had any thought, they were in the direction of physiology and medicine.
The Nobel for Physiology or Medicine was announced earlier this week, and Chikanover's name didn't come up.
This was announced on Monday, and I said, fine, let's go.
It turns out he only had to wait until the Nobel Committee on Chemistry tapped him and two colleagues for this year's big honor. Chikanover and his professor back in the late 1970s, Avram Hershko, were working with a chemist at the Fox Chase Cancer Center named Erwin Rose. Together, the three of them discovered how living cells get rid of proteins that are old or damaged. Cells tag these proteins with a molecular flag called ubiquitin, which marks them for destruction. Harvey Lodish at the Whitehead Institute and MIT says nobody at the time really appreciated how important this mechanism was.
It was thought of as a kind of garbage pit for misfolded or degraded proteins, but no one understood that what they had uncovered was a far more important, very basic cellular mechanism.
This mechanism isn't simply a garbage disposer. It turns out to be a universal off switch. For example, to turn off enzymes once they've done their jobs inside cells.
And there are a lot of ways of turning things on. There aren't too many ways of turning them off, and one is simply to degrade the protein.
Still sounding a little esoteric? Well, Alfred Goldberg at Harvard Medical School says it turns out that a lot of diseases are caused by a failure of this all-important off switch.
Key proteins, for example, that control cell division in cancer, have to be destroyed in a very regulated way. We've been very interested in the muscle wasting you see during bed rest or in cancer patients or AIDS patients. That's due to too much protein breakdown.
Goldberg has developed a drug based on this idea to treat a blood cancer called multiple myeloma. It's the first drug to be based on the discoveries being honored today. But Aaron Chikanover is convinced this is just the start.
Many diseases, not only malignancies, also neurodegenerative diseases, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, diseases of the immune and inflammatory system, and the future is there, and it's great. I mean, it's really there.
His colleague and fellow laureate, Avram Hershko, says he simply started out to understand basic biology. He's delighted that the work has opened up so many possibilities, and he's also happy to note that this is the first Nobel Prize in science awarded to Israelis.
People are very happy, and, you know, these are very last years were not too great in Israel, and to have some good news is a rarity. Actually, the Israeli radio and television was very happy to report that, yeah.
The three will share 10 million Swedish kroners, about $1.4 million. Richard Harris, NPR News.